The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Just want to give a quick shout out to all the people that we met down in LA at AlienCon, all the other podcasters, all our listeners who came out and supported us, who had beers with us, went to karaoke. We had a great fucking time, and we just can't thank everyone enough for coming out and showing their support. It was our first live show, the first of many to come, and we can't wait to do it again. So we hope you enjoy the AlienCon 2019 recap. Thanks for your continued support. We love you all. Cheers.
Welcome to Alien Theorists Theorizing. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
What's up?
Welcome back. I'm all set up on Island Studios.
Is that what you're calling yourself?
Yeah, Island Studios. Or Meteor Island.
Meteor Island.
I'm playing around with a couple names. I haven't really come up with what I want yet. It's been a while since we recorded anything. It's been like a hard two weeks.
Indeed. We've been on a bit of a sabbatical. You know what? It takes me, LA, Los Angeles takes a lot out of me.
Oh, that was
I'll say that right now.
Oh, I was exhausted, dude. And then I had to do some epic drives the second we get back. Yeah, I was on the road for 5 days straight, just across the province.
Back and forth.
Just piss jugs and fucking A&W and Tim Hortons.
Bottles of sunshine out the window.
And Rolaids for my nonstop heartburn the whole trip. I have a good road trip poop story, but maybe I'll save it for the end.
Poop or vomit stories until the end.
Let's AlienCon, boys. How'd you like it? How was AlienCon this year?
Oh my God.
The trip was great.
It was a trip, man. It was surreal. It was so fun.
It was pretty fantastic. Why don't we start right? Nothing really spectacular happened. The plane rides, we didn't have any chicken fries, so we made it.
Made it. No problem. No problem at all this time.
An outstandingly uneventful ride.
Yeah, on plane rides. Like the planes were.
Nobody got lost. Nobody's planes got delayed.
Yeah.
Everything worked out.
Meet in LA, we all met up. It was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The stars aligned. We got a taxi, made it to our place right away. Couldn't check in. We had one of the absolute best meals I had in LA. That awesome shawarma we had. What was that? I can't remember the place. I wish I would have wrote it down.
No idea.
It cost me $25 US, which I was like, that's not bad. And then I got double-dinged with that slick conversion rate, and it cost me like fucking $42 or some shit for a shawarma. I was like, ugh.
Man, I looked at my credit card bill when I got home, and I was like, oh my God, that day at Magic Mountain.
Oh, dude. I was like, I spent more than I thought.
Anyways, let's start there. Let's start with our Airbnb.
Outstanding.
So
Airbnb.
Outstanding is right, Dan.
Yeah, we were gonna do that hotel. The hotel that AlienCon put us up in. We were like, oh well, they were gonna pay for us to have 3 days, and we're like, let's just add two nights to that. And we looked at the cost and we were like, your boys can't afford that. We're balling on a budget. And a budget did we ball on. What was your first impression when we walked through the door?
Well, first, let me tell the story of me booking this Airbnb.
Which should have been like red flags.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, not necessarily, because that happens quite a bit, in especially in like higher crime areas. So they, when you book the Airbnb, it's like they don't want to know like where the residence is, like publicly, right? So I book, and it's like, your real spot. These are the real pictures, but the address is will be like sent to you after you pay, and it'll be within a 1 mile radius of this spot. I was like, well, whatever, we're downtown, no big deal. So then when I get the instructions like the day before, it's like this complicated puzzle to get into this place. It's like, okay, type in the code. When you walk past the guard, don't look at him, because if he looks at you and he talks to you,
don't make eye contact.
Yeah.
Lie and tell him you're there just to see friends. So then I like messaged the girl on Airbnb. I was like, are you allowed to have Airbnb here? Why do I have to lie to the security guard? Am I going to, like, is this going to be a problem for me? I'm up from out of the country. Like, I don't want any problems. They're like, no, it's just, you know, not really supposed to have Airbnb here, pretty much. So, well, I already paid. So we get past security, doesn't say anything, up the elevator, find our place. Turn. You have to, like, get the smart lock on your phone, so you have to, like, download the app, log in. It was a big process. Open the door. Beep. Goes, door opens. We walk in. There's just this fucking little old lady.
And the she
went in there.
Oh, there was no one the first time.
The place looked like it was ransacked.
Yeah. Shit was everywhere.
Garbage.
Like fucking
sheets.
Motley Crue had like gone all over it. It smelled kind of weird.
I was walking in there, like, hello?
I was
like, yeah, bags up, crossing her arms, like, what's going on here? And then the old cleaning lady comes in behind us.
Yeah, that was.
Like, yeah. She's.
Appeared.
She's maybe 5'4". She looks 63 pounds. And she's got one of those small faces.
Brayden has a really distrust of people with small faces. And I don't quite understand it.
She had that face where it looks like at a moment's notice, she could just engulf her whole face into her mouth. Just like. Do you know what I mean? You know exactly what I mean.
I know the face. I know the face.
But those are the people that you don't want to trust, the people that can eat their own face.
I don't know. I don't like it. And she came in. Zelly's made himself at home already. He's like, cool, whatever. Throwing his bags down. And she's like, oh, boys, you're here. Like, I'm so sorry. The people wouldn't leave before you. I haven't finished cleaning. And they took the key, so they still have a key to the place. In my head, I'm going, oh, we're going to be robbed. Like, if we leave our stuff here, one, we're going to be robbed. But she obviously quelled our, like, my concerns. She probably saw it on my face because I was standing like this. And she goes, oh, don't worry. Put your bag down. I won't go through it. I was like, why do you have to tell me you're not going to go through my bag? I'm like, at no point have I ever in my life been like, hey, man, don't worry. Like, I'm not going to rob you. Like, ever. And I was like, I was so sketched out. I was like, I was going to hide my bag. Even you, Dan, you just threw your bag in the corner. You're like, yeah, okay.
But I don't have this weird mistrust of people.
I took my zippers.
I don't have a problem with people's small faces.
I took my zippers and I put my zippers and I was like, I lined them up with the edge and then I put one over top of the other one. Right, put it over top.
So I'll know.
If she fucking looks, I will know. And then I put my bag kind of halfway upside down, but then I like awkwardly put the thing on the other side. Like, if she's gonna rob me, I'm getting robbed. Like, it doesn't matter. At least if she's trying to be sneaky, I was like, oh, I'll catch it.
Yeah.
So Zell, you were baffling me because I was so concerned with this aspect of it, and you were just like, yeah, let's go, boys, let's go walk around, let's just all cool. Let's go. Let's go get some beer.
I've rented quite a few Airbnbs now. Quite a few. And this is not uncommon for like the person before you to stay late. And then if you get there really early, like we got there like right when check-in was.
At 3 o'clock. That's not really early.
I know. I'm just saying that was right when you could have checked in, like as soon as we could have.
I think we have to put this in perspective. And Brayden, you have to remember that Zell is the person who stayed in the murder trailer.
That's true.
Stayed in a trailer. Well, actually, technically, I didn't stay in that trailer. That was the singer of my band, Cass. He stayed in the murder trailer. But I stayed in the murder trailer lot.
Trailer park?
Trailer park, yes.
So, like, we leave and we're like, all right, let's go find a dispensary, let's go find a liquor store. She's like, oh, don't worry, I'm gonna be less than an hour. It's gonna take me an hour to finish up. Time you guys back, I'm gonna be gone. You boys have a good time. You boys have a good time. I'm so sorry, boys. I'm so sorry. She said sorry a lot. She said sorry more than I've ever said sorry, and I'm Canadian.
She said sorry a suspicious amount.
Yeah.
She did.
She also said she wouldn't look through my bag, so that really was... So
very comforting.
We leave. We went to the dispensary. We, like, go into this... I like, as much as it's legal in Canada, we don't really have dispensaries yet.
Not brick-and-mortar like stores, at least.
No, they're few and far between. So we go into the store, and there's weed everywhere. It's crazy. So me and Dan are, like, looking around. We're like, we don't even know what to get, right? Like, me and Dan are like, let's just get that.
That sounds cool. That's got a cool name. That sounds good.
And boys, that was shopping.
Comes up to the guy, sir, can you tell me about this one? I need to know the turpentines and what's in it. Sir, I need a word.
Like, what's the difference between this one? This price is this one, and with the percentage, it's just slightly different.
You had 35 questions for that poor guy. Zero for the fucking small face lady in our ransacked hotel room. Zero questions.
Listen, I had a direct connection to that girl through the person I booked through. So if someone stole our stuff, it would have been fine. But I had to grill that guy because let me tell you something, people in the United States, your weed is way overpriced. So I had to have a little battle with this guy. I was like, why is this fucking ounce $345?
Dude, you guys paid $50 for a shawarma. I mean, come on. So it's $50 shawarmas.
This ounce of weed was $350 times, like, well, was it 75 cents to a dollar? So like times 25, add 30% to that. That's how much it was for us.
Welcome to America.
I was like, this is ridiculous. I'm sure it was more expensive because it was downtown LA, but still.
I will say this. What we did get, spectacular.
Was great.
I don't remember what it was good. Absolutely spectacular. I was, so we did some. We go to a liquor store. We're like, all right, let's go back, drop this stuff off. None of our phones are charged. They're all at like 10%. So we're like, we'll go back, we'll chill, we'll have a drink, and then we'll get on with our night. It's like, it's been an hour and a half. It's been an hour and a half. Yeah, since we left.
Our phones aren't charged, and I'm the only one with the key to the door. So if my phone dies, we can't get in.
Yeah, we're hooped.
We're fucked.
Zell's going to be doing half Hortons in the alley of Skid Row again.
Oh, man.
As we're trying to scale the roof.
That would probably be the least weird thing happening in those alleys.
Oh, yeah. So we go back, open the door. The lady's still there.
Still
and
there.
She hasn't done a fucking thing.
No,
not
she had made one and a half beds.
Oh, one bed.
One and a half beds. Yeah.
That's not
one
that's,
bed.
She did a single
other,
fucking thing.
She had the sheets
thing.
On the other one.
And she's like, oh, boys, I'm so sorry. Oh, I at that point thought, I was like, this bitch is a girl. She's not even the cleaning lady. She's the girl who stayed before.
She's still
she's
staying?
She's sleeping here.
But did you see, I don't know, she was telling us about how, like, the last Airbnb people, like, I guess there were three or four girls, and they had left the place in just horrible condition.
They fucking trashed it.
You saw how many trash bags she had. She had a big old trash bag of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they only stayed, they didn't stay there that long, I don't think.
No, jeez, I don't think so.
They wrecked that place. Like, wrecked that place.
You know what was not a cool thing either? I've never once at a hotel or like an Airbnb looked at the mattresses. And when we first got there, like there was just mattresses. And I was like, oh boy, like, is this what I sleep on? Like at all these places? Cause there's a lot of stains that have seeped into this bad boy.
Welcome to downtown LA.
Yeah. I was like, whew.
It was a nice place though. It was
nice. It was actually,
it was fun. Yeah. As much as we're ragging on it, nice place. We're ragging on that lady for not cleaning the fucking place.
But it had a shitty fridge.
Oh, yeah. That fridge is garbage.
Garbage fridge.
So the worst part is we're there and then she's like, oh, yeah, you guys can just go out. And, you know, by the time you get back, we're like, yeah, all right.
That's what you said last time.
All our phones are charging. So we all are standing in the kitchen as she's like slowly cleaning. And we just stand
and, like,
there.
Chatting us up while she's doing it. You should be cleaning. You said you were going to finish up and you're talking to us.
Oh, you guys are from Canada? Oh, whereabouts? We're like, shut up, bitch. Let's clean this room. Get out of here. Come on.
There was a point where I was like, okay, lady, like, at some point, like, we're going to have to complain here because, like, take your time, obviously. There's a lot to clean, but, yeah, like, at this point, it's been close to 3 hours, and a single bed's been made. I'm like, this is getting absurd. So we just sat there in an awkward conversation.
Like half an hour as our phones charged.
It felt like 3 hours, man. It felt so long. I was like, oh.
And then that whole time she made one bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, one bed.
She didn't do anything, man. She did tell us 63 times how nice of a boss she has.
And her boss was her son.
Yeah. I think we extrapolated that, but I'm
extrapolated
pretty sure
I'm not sure. Can't guarantee that, but.
All right. So that's what she said. Isn't that what she said? I thought that was what she
said. I don't remember.
Now, what did we? I don't even really remember. Oh, I do remember what we did that first night. It was so fun.
Oh, shit.
So we after that, we went to, we just went for some beers at some places, some pubs that people told us to go to. We went to
Far Bar.
Far Bar, which was awesome.
Far Bar was sweet.
The food there was spectacular.
To this day, those are the best tacos I've ever had. Ever.
That was only like 2 weeks ago. So to this day, how many tacos have you had since Far Bar?
I'm just saying, up to that day, like I had a lot of tacos in my life, and Far Bar takes the cake.
Yeah, they were they were fucking,
I mean, really were beef short rib tacos.
They were fucking good.
They were delicious.
They're like gourmet tacos, not like you're just,
they weren't just like street meat tacos. They were delicious.
Yeah.
They were good. They were something special. Had beers there. Then we went to go to Arcade 81 or something. I can't remember the name. But we get there and they're like, "Are you here for the function?" We're like, we obviously all look stupid. We're like, we could have just been like, yep. But we all stood there with our tongues out.
Function.
Huh?
I want to play some pinball.
And because we were so high.
Yes.
And then they're like, no, you're not. And we're like, oh, okay. They're like, you can come back at 9, which is like half an hour. So we went bowling across the street. That was a good time.
We forgot one thing.
What's that?
Quick rewind. We walked past the Cecil Hotel.
Oh, shit. That was so cool, man.
We tried to go in, but it's closed. It's like construction workers only. The door was locked. Got a couple selfies and took a picture. You could see the water tank poking over the roof.
It was a very surreal moment because we talked about that one so early on, and then to be there and being like, us being in front of it is like directly because of we talked about it 3 years earlier. I was like, oh man, I was having a little emotional little sigh. I was like, oh man.
We were pretty stoned at that point too. We got a little emotional.
Yeah. I was like, I can't believe we're here.
Oh man, that's so cool.
You guys, we came, we're in LA and we did this together.
Now we need to talk more about Disney World so we can go there now.
Yeah. it was cool to see. We could see the water tank on top. It was just cool to walk past. I mean, we talked about it. It's got a special place. I would have loved to stay there if it was open. If it reopens, I'd love if we go to LA again.
100%.
I'd 100% stay there. But yeah, I forgot about that. It was cool. It was cool to see it, and it hasn't really changed because everyone was like, "It's a stay on Main now." Well, it is, but still on the sides, you see the big old Cecil Hotel, like the big, all that stuff. So
yeah, it was super cool.
It was cool.
All right, jump back to where we were after tacos, after going to bowling.
Yeah, we're bowling. First off, you two sucked.
I won.
Yeah, but you didn't look good doing it.
Bowling.
You didn't look good doing it.
Yeah,
I looked great doing it. What are you talking about? Explain yourself.
You know what's weird? I took videos. Yeah, Dan, we all saw you. I posted. I had a great video of you being like, "I'm gonna get a strike straight in the gutter."
Good show. Warm up game.
We had one video. I had one. I thought I had it on video, but I guess not. I called that one where I was like, strike, boys. And then I rolled a strike, but I thought we had it on video. But
yeah,
I would have had way more strikes if those lanes were like completely stripped of wax or whatever it was. Like the, and the balls were just like.
Balls were beat to
they
hell.
They looked like meteors. Like yeah. Yeah. Pockmarked and just.
Just beat yeah. to shit.
Yeah, they were like hexagons. They're just fucking.
What was that? What was that mall called? What was that place
it was
called?
Like rolling a D20 down the freaking lane.
Yeah. It was. I don't even remember what that place was called, man. We were just like, we were there for a good time, not a long time.
It was like X Lanes or something.
I think it was called X Lanes or something like that.
Yeah. Went for a quick round there. That was a good time. Headed over to the arcade. We all had like whatever $6 worth of quarters. We were gonna play some arcade games, and true to form, like any's fucking 90s arcade game, of my $6 in quarters, I think I maybe got to play two games and all the rest of my quarters were fucking
eaten.
It's fucking rattled, boys. Yeah. I was so mad. So I was like, I want to play this pinball machine. Like, one,
two,
eaten.
Three,
two, eaten. Three, eaten. And then the one, I got one pinball machine to work, but my ball got stuck, so the machine, I couldn't like jiggle the ball out from where it was wedged, and I was like, ooh. So then I was kind of like lifting a little bit to get the ball out of the little socket, and the girl came by, I was like, don't lift the machine. I was like, fuck, all right, okay. Whatever. So then I was like, went and I wanted to play that Street Fighter game, coin in, eaten, fucking other pinball, coin in, eaten, that little off-road game with the wheel. I was like, took me 2 tries to get it going. I was like, fuck. You know, and then I was out of money so quick. I was like, I'm done, boys. That's it.
That place has so much potential. You know, if you have a bar like that, you should just like pay an entry fee, like $10, and then all the games are free.
Man, there's a bar when I went to Orlando with Andrew called Joysticks, and we didn't have change, and we were sitting there. We were drinking for like an hour, and a girl came, like one of the waitresses, she's like, you guys came to the bar, you're not even going to play video games? We're like, we don't have any quarters. She's like, all the games are free.
Like, oh, shit.
And we're like, oh, ding, 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 ding. Like, so fun. Like, had the best time. But I was like, I get it. It's fun to put, it is fun to put the quarters in. And for the first couple of times of it eating quarters, I was like, ha, I remember this. And then, like, soon I was like, I remember this. I hate it. So mad. Brought me back to Scandia.
Oh, fucking Scandia. I went there not that long ago. It's exactly the same.
Yeah, cesspool.
Actually, they renovated mini golf.
Did they?
Oh. For anyone who doesn't know, Scandia's our arcade mini golf batting cages place in Kelowna, BC. It's worth it. It's worth it for an afternoon, but
yeah,
prepare to be disappointed.
When I was a kid, to sum it up for you, to sum up the putting, the mini golf for you, the last hole you putt into a toilet. That's basically sums it up.
Man,
and the rest of it,
I'm gonna get off on tangent. On
the rest of it,
places.
You can just picture it, and it's exactly how you think with the 19th or the 18th hole or whatever you are trying to go into a toilet that's opening and closing its lid. I don't know if they renovated that, but that's what I remember.
I don't remember that actually. I'm not sure if they renovated that or not. Then what? That was night one. Oh, no.
No, fuck that.
The best part.
Then we found the best. Dude, this was spent most of our time.
That night.
So we're now drunk. We've got endless supply of vape pens. And we've discovered that you could rent those motorized scooters.
Oh.
Once you figured out the app, like how to get that on the app. Like you could, and then so we find these scooters, and then I guess there's like three or four different companies that like kind of run the little app scooter rental businesses. And one of them's Uber, and you can rent these scooters. So we all had the Uber app, and I guess we weren't trying to download any of the other apps. So we got, who got one? No, Braden got on one first.
Yeah, I got on the first one. And my eyes lit up like a cat. I was like, that's when I finally hit the gas and it went. Steering, I was like, oh my God. It's so fun, boys.
And they're surprisingly quick, too. They're so fun.
Yeah, let's just take off.
At 13 miles per hour, which I think is 163 kilometers an hour.
Something like that.
I think that's the conversion, but they they cruised along at a very nice speed. So then we couldn't find, we were like, we got to get the Uber ones because for some reason we didn't want to spend 2 minutes downloading any other app to get any one of the fucking million scooters laying on the road. I was thinking about that the next day. I was like, why the fuck didn't we just sit there?
Take 2 seconds.
Takes 2 seconds, download the new app.
Because you guys were having as much fun riding the scooters as you were looking for the scooters. You guys are like, Dan, we'll go look for scooters. And then I'd be standing here waiting, like still looking for scooters. And they would just take off down the street, down the road.
We just leave. And I was like, we leave Dan.
Yeah, they'd leave me and they'd be gone. And like way down the blocks, I lost track of them at least twice. And I was like, wait, I'm in downtown LA. I have no idea how to get back to our hotel or Airbnb. And even if I do, I don't even know how to. I won't have to be able to find them. And what if your phone's run out of charge? Because my phone was running out of charge. Like I was on like 5%, and I was on 10% or something. I was like, oh, this is not gonna be good.
We're gonna lose Dan downtown LA.
I'm gonna be sleeping in the alleys.
I really liked when. There was like, Dan, you probably ran 5K, 100% at least, looking for a scooter.
For a while.
But how, when all three of us finally got on a scooter, man, lawless. We were all over the roads, zipping around.
Those things are, how are those legal? I have no idea. They're so fun. And you're just drunk, ripping these scooters up and down the sidewalk, across the road. You'd be following traffic and we'd be like, well, fuck this. And then this cut across all the lanes.
I'm pretty sure you're supposed to stay on the road.
Yeah.
We're on sidewalks.
We didn't.
I'm in the left-hand turning lane. I'm like, I'm not waiting. I'm now a pedestrian on the crosswalk. Like, oh, man. So much fun. I absolutely can't say enough about the scooters.
We rode them then till my battery died. I found another one, then rode that one till its battery died.
Man. And then we went, like, we were in that weird, like, Tokyo town. And then we were like, oh, we're going to ride them back to our Airbnb. And then we're like, we're just having so much fun. We're like, oh, let's ride around. Man, around Skid Row, shit gets scary in a hurry. We like got to that. We went down that one turn and all of a sudden it was like, I was like, oh.
It was Tent Town, man.
Yeah, it's like
a city everywhere.
The music slowed down in my head. It was slow-mo again. I was like, oh, no. And then my scooter started to die. I was like starting to fall behind you guys. I was like looking at my thing. It was like 12 miles an hour, 11, 10, 9. I had to start pushing it with my foot again. I was like, oh, no. Pushing as fast as I could go as all these people are like looking at me. They're like, yo. I was like, Jesus.
Yo, bro, you got some change? You got some change, bro? We're like, no.
Oh man, it was a couple wrong turns. Scary. Yeah, I was a little intimidated to be in that one area we were, but you know, made it back to the Airbnb.
I just gotta do a quick comment on the homeless situation in LA is out of control.
Oh yeah,
out of control.
I mean, it's bad in Vancouver too, but
I don't remember like walking a block and someone not asking me for change.
No, man.
I feel like we, like every block, it was somebody's like, hey, you got some change? Like, walking up, and everybody's just like, got some change?
Yeah, man. It's because they've been down to fucking arcade and they can't get enough change, man. You got scams running like
quarters,
that.
Quarters, bro.
It wasn't just the people asking for change. It was just like, everywhere there's someone sleeping or camping in every park, like around every corner, every alley. And like in Vancouver, there's a lot of homeless people. There is, but they're pretty like localized. They're not all camping all over. But in LA, man, it was insane. And then when I got home, I kind of looked into it, and they're saying like something like 30,000 homeless people in the LA County or something like that.
That's crazy.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
That's brutal. That's a small city of homeless people. Yeah.
That's my, like, where I live now. That's how many people live here.
I mean, I saw a bunch of tents out of, like, what was it, like the City Hall or whatever, when we walked past that really big building.
Yeah,
right down. Yeah, like right there. There's like right across the street. They all camp out there. I'm sure it's some kind of like statement that they're.
No, the next day they were getting. Remember, as we drove past, they were getting packed up. Everyone was
that's right. They were telling them to clear out.
Everyone's fucking just dragging their full tents, all pissed off. I was like, oh man, this is crazy.
Oh, how about being in downtown LA though, and it being so much like Grand Theft Auto?
Oh wow.
You'd have constant, like, I was having constant deja vu where it was like you're walking down like a certain intersection and you're like, I've been here before. Like, I was like, yeah, I've been here before. Like, I drive the car down there and I would like hit it and I'd get some air like off. It's like Grand Theft Auto. Like, every quarter is just like, I've been here before. It's like, this is where that dude's car dealership is where you crash a car through the window.
Yeah, they did a really good job.
That was cool.
Pretty neat. That was pretty neat.
Made it back to Airbnb, A-OK. Made big plans for day two. We've got some edibles, and we're like, we're going to Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Hell yeah.
Which was so far away.
Wow, was it a long way? Jesus.
But it was kind of, I mean, we got that Uber, and it got us out there pretty quick. Like, it wasn't too bad. Like,
it's a good, good 50-minute drive.
Yeah. It didn't feel that bad. It was just like, we're there.
Just longer. It's, you know, like, you always think, like, oh, you're in L.A. Like, all the theme parks are just right there. No, all the way out. Who knows
where. Like, in another city.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Another city. What was that, what was that city called?
It wasn't Anaheim?
Is it Anaheim is Universal Studios.
Anaheim South.
Santa Monica. No.
Santa Barbara.
No, it was not Glendale. It was not Burbank. It was the next one up from there.
Rancho Cucamonga.
Yes, that's the one. Rancho Cucamonga.
Cucamonga is a real place, but that is not where Six Flags is.
It doesn't matter. Six Flags. We're going. We're on our way.
Yeah.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Back to school savings are officially in session at Tanger Outlets. Shop the latest school styles with an extra 25% off during Tanger Style, our biggest sale of the season, now through August 25th. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
First, we get there. There was the weirdest thing with the... We get to the front, and the girl's like, tickets are... Like, it said online, tickets are $60. We get there and the girl's like, tickets are $90. I was like, oh, they said online that they're 60. She's like, they're 60 if you buy a Coke.
We're like,
I'm like, what?
Oh, that was like, so funny what you said to her too.
I don't remember what I said.
You're like, is that for real? Is this for real? Like, buy a Coke right there and it's $30
like
cheaper?
You're like, really?
Well, I was like, yeah. Well, I was so baffled. I was like, so you're telling me, like, I'm going to have to pay $90 unless I turn around and that vending machine that's right beside, I can buy a Coke.
Save 30
bucks. Show you the Coke and then you will charge me $30 less. And she's like, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Is that what she sounded like?
Yeah, that's what she sounded like in my head. I don't remember. But I was like,
I'm pretty sure it was a young lady.
I think she did this in my head.
Did the hand clasp?
I didn't think she did that.
So you guys got Cokes, and I was like, man, I don't want to drink a Coke.
Yeah, I was pissed because you guys, oh, we got to get a Coke, and then we get up there and they're like, oh, it's any Coke product, so you could buy Coke, you could buy Dasani water. And I was like, And then I get this Coke, and I'm like, I don't want to drink this Coke. And then the lady's like, oh, here, I'll take that. And I thought she had to, like, verify it or something.
What a good scam.
Like, oh, I thought you had to verify. I thought she had to take it to, like, verify it or scan something. But I think what she had interpreted from me being like, I don't want this Coke, was like, you can have it. She's like, oh, can I have that? I was like, oh, yeah, here, go ahead, take it. And then she took it, and then it was like, oh, you're going to drink it. I was like, oh.
She was like, nah, that's my Coke now.
Nope, that's not what she did. But she did take my Coke.
She did. Like, those Cokes were $6 too, by the way.
Oh, we got $20.
$6.
Yeah, I saved $24. Fucking. Yeah.
What a weird system that was. But
whatever. I was like, okay, I guess so. Like, whatever. Hey, it's your park, your rules. Go in. Pop a couple edibles. We're waiting in line for the first loop-de-loop roller coaster.
Oh, yeah.
Revolution.
Oh, man.
It was like the first one ever made or something, called the Revolution or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
They hit me the second, like, because it was like a 40-minute wait to get on, and they hit me right as we're getting on. And, man.
Did they hit on hard?
Roller coasters on that are awesome. on edibles. I was freaking the fuck out on that roller coaster, man. I thought I was gonna die.
Well, that roller coaster had like 6 loops and like 8 twists, and it wasn't very smooth. So when I came off that coaster, I felt like I got clocked in the head about 7 times. I stumbled off of it. I was like, oh fuck, I'm conkied here for sure. That was the first ride of the day. Conkied right away. Oh, great.
Then, yeah, I was feeling a little discombobulated too. And then we headed over to the fucking X2. Dan, is that the one that slides up and down?
That one was like the third one.
The X2 this one, it was the best coaster there. It was the one, it was a inverted, like loop to loop, but the chairs were on like an axis and they tilted 360. So you never knew which way you were facing. It was crazy.
That's where I almost lost my hat.
Yeah. But the headrests are like this far from your head. And let me just do are you on the camera on me here?
Yeah, I'll zoom in.
This is you the whole ride.
Yeah, just getting fucking bashed back and forth, left and right.
I was like, my ears were all beat up. I was like, oh, got off that one. I was like, oh, God, I'm fucked up now. Like 100%.
It was it is a cool concept coaster because it's like you're going one way and then like your chair like whips, like since it's on like a gimbal system or whatever, and it's just like you don't know which way you're going.
Like, Dan, surprised you even remember that much of it. I was like blacked out going,
Well, because I was freaking out because I had my hat on. The guy's like, like, do you want to leave your hat on? And I was like, yeah, it's fine. It'll be on there. He's like, well, okay, whatever. Just, you know, like he leaves it on and like, I was fine with it. I just like jammed my head back into the seat to like keep my hat against the thing. And I was like, that's fine. But you don't know which way the coaster's going. You don't know which way the air's going to hit the hat. So it's like, so it starts hitting it from here. And then you're like, oh, and you go to turn this way to like lean into it. And then it's like, nope, it's coming from this way. So I think when we got off the coaster, they had the perfect picture of like my hat coming off.
Oh, that was a great photo. I wonder if I kept that picture. I never even checked if I...
It was just me like grabbing onto my hat because I had just about lost it.
I thought I took a picture of that, but it was great. That was a great picture. I'll have to check my
phone. I was also worried about my glasses. I was like, oh, God. That was the first coaster. I was like, I need to start taking my glasses off, everything off.
And that was the coaster, too. It said, like, past this point, no loose articles. You have to put them in a locker. We rent a locker and everything. Dad's like, oh, I forgot my hat. Oh, and my glasses.
Oh, it's like, oh, God. That would not have been good.
Now, the third roller coaster, this one fucked me up big time because the seats, like we're sitting in the seats and it's like we're rotating. So like it was like me and Zell and then it'd be Dan and Zell and then me and Dan. So this coaster was me and Dan and I'm standing and I'm jumping like you can jump up and down. So in my head, I thought the coaster was going to do this thing when it flipped upside down. It like the seat like makes you feel like, oh, we're falling and then it catches you. So I was just jumping up and down and Dan goes, you're going to jump up and it's going to lock. And I was like, yeah. And the seat is like a thin saddle. And so I'm jumping up and down. I jump up and the seat locks, and my and my legs are dangling.
Fucking dangling there.
So
it
all
it
the
happened
pressure,
exactly as I said it. I'm like, you're gonna go up high, and that's gonna lock in. And he's like, no, it's not. And it's like clunk,
click,
just locked
like,
in there. It's like, oh.
And then so all the pressure is, let's say, right in my pelvic girdle, like right in there.
Pelvic girdle, well put, well put.
And this thing starts like whipping around, and I'm like just bouncing on the boys, man. I was hurt. I was trying to like muscle my thighs together so I like wouldn't bounce up and down.
Trying to suck my testicles up into my body.
And I was just like, I felt like, you know in movies when like they hang someone and their like toes are just touching the ground? That's what I was doing. I was like, come on, I gotta just get a little leverage to get some pressure off. It's terrible.
That was a cool coaster, though. Stand-up coaster was cool, yeah.
I don't even remember. I was super high, and I was in so much pain, agony, that whole ride. That whole ride.
Yeah. Whole day of coasters is fun. It's fun.
Was there any... I can't really remember any other highlight of that. Oh, we did that Goliath, and I remember I almost blacked out in that the one corner. I was like...
That one was pretty fun. Yeah, it was like
it threw some huge.
There were some serious G's on that.
Huge
one.
G's on that one. Yeah, it was a double like helix on the way down. You're just like fucking.
Yeah, you're just like whoa.
Yeah, but by this point, I got off and I'm like, I've just been knocked unconscious. Like I feel like I just got hit, like blindsided, hit open ice back in the day playing hockey. Like you just turned around, just got kicked, clopped right in the head.
Oh yeah, conkied for sure. Like I didn't feel myself.
No, we kept smoking though. But
yeah. So, anything else that happened at Six Flags? I don't really remember. We did a bunch of coasters.
We did a couple more. We ate some shitty food.
Yeah,
overpriced
the
food.
Six Flags sucked.
Chicken tenders are. Right.
Yeah, I mean that's
chicken tenders are good anyway.
Yeah, you can't really fuck up chicken strips.
Hard,
really.
Yeah, it's hard. Hard. Yeah, it's pretty easy. So then. Your boys had a big meeting to go to.
We had a Hollywood treatment.
Probably a bad idea to go to Six Flags and get fucking absolutely wrecked by roller coasters before going to a meeting. So
for sure.
We had a production meeting with...
Can't say.
Can we say that? No, we won't say it. Just
we won't
case.
Say. We had a TV production meeting.
We had a TV production meeting. So we go to this, we drive
wait,
to
let's
this
set,
production
set the
house.
Scene. Let's set the scene. So we could, this guy wanted to meet with us and we're like, oh, well, you only have like, we don't have a lot of time because like all the whole weekend we're at Alien Con. And we only have like either this morning or this afternoon after we're going to Six Flags. We're only down here once. He's like, all right, we'll just come in. If you can make it there for like 5:30, that's no problem. So we get there on the way, the whole time on the way, we're like, I bet you we're going to get there. It's going to be like some old lady secretary and this one guy in this sleazy office, like in some back end somewhere.
Yeah, with an ill-fitted suit, like it's a little too big.
Yeah, just like super low budget. Turns out we were wrong.
Oh, yeah. It was fucking balling.
Balling.
It's pretty neat. They had, it's everything. They had dogs in the office apparently that day. Some point that day, they had dogs in the office. They're like, we keep dogs in here.
They also showed us a fucking Bigfoot cask
mm-hmm.
of the foot, like of a huge foot that they had in the production studio.
Yeah, the guy we interviewed was a big fan of the whole paranormal
Bigfoot.
Cryptid,
yeah,
like whole big stuff. So he had a bunch of stuff in his office that was like a bunch of great things, like sketches of like, you know, artist renditions of certain monsters, chupacabra, and like he had pictures with you know, various hosts of different shows, and and he had the Bigfoot cast, which they had found on one during the filming of one. It was just a big old foot cast. It was huge.
It was a big ass foot.
A little back pedal, which, you know, ballsy move on for you boys. I was so fucked up from the roller coasters. Like, I was smoking a little bit of the pen. These, Zell and Dan, these two fucking morons, they're like, yeah, let's do an edible. We're on the way to the production house. They pop an edible. It's like a 40-minute drive. We go into this guy. He's like, yeah, boys.
Fine.
He's like, come up to my office. Dan and Zell just sprint over to the couch. He had some like fucking weird ass rope chair in the corner. I'm a big guy. I'm over 200 pounds. I went to go sit in this thing and it like the whole thing just fucking like started fucking moving weird. And I stood back up. I went, oh, I'm sorry. Is this a decoration? And he's like, no, that's a cool chair. I sit in that all the time. I went, oh, okay. Like sitting in so uncomfortably, like the chair is so balanced where you're like, everything is moving and it feels like it's just going to collapse in. And you boys are like, yeah, we're fine. I could tell exactly when you boys, when it hit you boys, because all of a sudden you're both just sitting there like a little concussed, and then you both are like.
Well, not only that.
I was like melting into that couch. That couch was nice. I was like.
No, that couch was so uncomfortable because after the roller coasters, not only my head was fucked up, but my back, you know, from like getting jarred all day, my back was all fucking jiggity janked. Yeah. And I'm sitting there, and then the edible kicks in. He's like, so, like, what would you guys see yourself as in TV? Like, what would you guys be into? I was like, I can't think of anything because all I can think about is my fucking headache and my back is broken. So I had to, like, I was sitting, like, straight up in the on the fucking thing, like, straight back, trying to have really good posture, look like a fucking moron.
It looks really funny. I kept looking at Sal. I was like, whoa, man, this dude's messed up. The guy's asking all these questions. I'm, like, looking at Sal. I'm looking at Brayden. I'm waiting for them to say something.
I'm
like, should I say something?
I'm like, I'm sitting in the chair like this, fucking balancing.
Messed up to like back me up on anything because we have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah, I didn't really know what he wanted. Like, I'm like,
we had no heads up of exactly what we're talking about. He just said he liked the show, blah blah blah, all the stuff.
They were looking to see what we could offer in the way of like a kind of plot or like an overarching plot driven. TV show.
Nah, it's not us.
Concept driven.
Kind of like reality based kind of style, probably.
Yeah.
Right?
Or, you know, we were supposed to have like a really solid, you know, really solid concept that could drive a series for a long time. And,
we could do something like the show in a TV show, but they're like, nah, we want it focused. Lake monsters? You guys like lake monsters?
Well, we haven't really decided anything, but yeah, it didn't seem like us, but we'll see. It was cool nonetheless. Like, it was a sweet office, five-star office.
These two guys got the worst cottonmouth of all time. Zelly can't even peel his
tongue. Oh, man.
He's peeling his tongue.
Dying.
Okay, let me tell you something, brother. Thirsty. Let me tell you something, brother.
We were at the park all day. I didn't have anything to drink. The only thing I had to drink was the...
Because that lady took my Coke.
Yeah, lady took his Coke.
And then the only thing I had to drink was like a cherry. I think I had like a cherry Coke with my chicken tenders. And I had no water all day because I'm an idiot. And then so I'm just sitting there like. And I'm like, I thought it was this is a Hollywood production meeting. So the first thing they're going to offer us when we walk through the thing is cucumber water.
Something always happens
in the TV shows and the movies. Cucumber water or artisanal fruit infused water. Did not happen.
All I wanted was some
Right now, that's not a real thing.
All I wanted was some fucking water. And I was like, I sat down, we talked for like 10 minutes. I was like, just shot the shit for a bit. And I was like, and I thought he was going to be like, well, first I thought he was going to offer us a beer or something.
Yeah, he had all that whiskey and like gin everywhere. And shit. I was like, oh yeah, we're going
to
get
I was just like, just want water. I just wanted him to offer something so I could just be like, no, water's fine. Like,
I would have taken a beer in a second. I would have taken 8 beers. Anyways, he didn't offer. We didn't drink anything for an hour and 20 minutes that we were there.
Yeah.
But then he did take us out for a couple of beers after. Beers.
That bar was really cool. What was it called? The Blue Room?
The Blue Room?
Yeah. It's weird.
In Burbank?
That was a really cool bar.
Like, weird little like hole in the wall bar.
What do they call? They call them speakeasy bars or something there, right? They're from old prohibition bars, I'm pretty sure. Isn't that what they called them?
That sounds right.
I couldn't tell you.
Looked like a bar out of like freaking Pulp Fiction or something.
Yeah, like you walk down into like the basement and it's all cash. It's all like neon dim lights and it was pretty sweet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you said it was one of the only all cash bars.
Yeah, you might have said the only all cash one left or something. Yeah. Anyways, that was sweet. That was, you know what? That was a surreal experience either way, even though.
Yeah, it was super cool.
We were not prepared at all. Mm-hmm. And didn't know what we were talking about. But
what did we do? What did we do that night after? Did we go out?
I had a concussion, remember. So I think I forgot.
Yeah, I think my whole memory is all fucked up.
Thursday night. What did we do on Thursday night?
We went to the Chinese restaurant, didn't we?
I think we did have concussions because I don't.
No, Thursday we went to the Chinese restaurant where they filmed Rush Hour 2.
Oh yeah, because by the time we got back, it was like pretty late. It was like 8:39.
Yeah, like we went to go. I don't know why we went there. I don't know how we ended up there.
Oh,
we went to the Chinese restaurant and then like we tried to eat it and like the soup was so hot.
Oh, that's right. So yeah, we went to this one restaurant because it was recommended and they're like, oh, we're closing. We're like, oh, where else can you get Chinese food like late night? And he's like, oh, just two blocks that way, turn left. And we get up there and it said like, rush hour two filmed at this location, blah, blah, blah. And then you go and then you go in, you're like, oh fuck, this is, I know exactly this from this scene in the movie where they're like fighting upstairs, they're getting massages and then he fights his way out and like does all this crazy shit, the Jackie Chan shit. I was like, this is the spot. It was so cool.
Food was good.
It was,
oh man, food
was
good.
Was
I'd had
delicious.
Hot and sour soup. Oh man, it was so good.
No, Zell won. Zell won the food. I had more wonton.
Cashew chicken? What did you get?
Orange chicken? I had orange chicken. It was so good.
It was delicious.
Yeah, wonton. I loved the hot sour soup. I thought it was freaking amazing.
It was good. It was good food there for sure. And it was cool to see that spot because I recognized that restaurant as soon as I walked in. I was like, oh yeah, I know exactly this thing.
But they served it to us. That soup was like lava hot, like
boiling.
It was like,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Couldn't eat it. It was like couldn't eat it fast because it was so hot.
I melted it.
And we were so hungry.
All right, that's
yeah.
Friday.
So,
day one Alien Con.
Day one.
I don't even remember. Okay, so going in there, first off, that was a trip because there's like they got the security. We're like,
Alien Theorist Theorizing.
We're here to pass. Yeah. She's like, oh yes, follow me through this back way, boys.
Yep.
Walk through the back stairs. She's like, here's the room with all the food. And we're like, peek in, and there's
no,
like...
No, they got us our name tags. They got our tags and stuff.
Oh, yeah, lanyards.
So we got our lanyards with the things that said presenter on them. So we're oh, that's cool. It's pretty neat. And then she took us upstairs to, like, you know, through the... Like, it was just a hallway, and then there's a bunch of other, like, conference rooms, and then there's these little black curtains.
Yeah, that's how you know we're not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
So we're, like, walking through these little black curtans, and we just, like... Okay, like, you know.
We just stopped.
Oh, no.
We stopped.
Then they gave us our name
things. She went through the black curtain, and we just stopped. We stopped at the curtain.
Yeah.
We hadn't got our name tags or anything yet. We were just like, are we supposed to wait here?
And then she like came back, and she's like, are you guys coming?
Yeah.
Yeah. We follow around behind her. Then they take us to a little desk. We check in. They give us our things. They're like, yeah, you could. Here's the hospitality room. There's food here. And then whatever. And we're like... Like, because the thing didn't say anything about food. I knew we were I think Zell told us we had an email, like, you guys can use the hospitality room, but we weren't sure that they didn't really say if there was going to be food or not.
Yeah.
And, you know, I assumed there was going to be food, but like, yeah, they had a food set up and everything. It looks like all little, you know, hot trays and stuff. And we walk in there, and who do we see? Freaking come in. Did he come in or was he already there? I can't remember.
No, he came in once we were the only ones in there, and then.
Yeah. We sat down. And then who comes in?
Mr. Nick Pope. Waltzes in. Nicest guy. Small little. Yeah. He's this tiny little dude in real life, actually. He's tiny.
We talked to him. And then, like, you know, we were just getting food and stuff. And, like, you know, and then we just chatted him up. And just talked to him for a little bit. And just, like, it was, yeah, super nice guy. Just asked him about the thing. And it's just like, man, we're standing there talking to Nick Pope, you know, former Ministry of Defense guy, and you're just like, we could have asked him all the questions about the UFOs and junk, and it's like, but we didn't.
No, we wanted to fit in. We didn't want to be those guys, be like, oh, like,
yeah.
We're just like, oh, Nick Pope, hey, nice to meet you, colleague.
Yeah. So, like, can we take a picture with you?
We took a quick, weird little selfie. We're all like just huddled in there, and everyone's faces are kind of cut off.
Yeah. But it was super cool. Like, he's a really nice guy. We just talked to him for a while.
So nice.
We just talked about, you know, doing panels, like, how many panels do you have? And we're like, oh, we got one tomorrow. And oh, it's just freaking weird. I think he said we could have him on the podcast. I'm pretty sure. Like, you think he said so?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Well, I maybe he will because I emailed him before and he says, oh, sorry, I don't do podcast interviews. But now that we've met him, maybe he will.
Yeah, now that we know him and we are, we're buds. We're best friends now.
That was cool. And then we headed out pretty much. We're only there for like 20 minutes. Then we headed out to check out our fellow podcasters. Had a podcasting UFO.
Oh,
what was it called? Podcasting
that was
UFOs
so
or something?
Yeah. UFOs and podcasts.
UFOs and podcasts.
Their panel.
We had
their
Hysteria 51, Mad Scientist, Blurry Photos was the moderator, Monsters Among Us,
mm-hmm.
Summer in the Skies.
Mm hmm.
Did I say
Mad Scientist?
Mad Scientist. I think that was all of them, right?
I think that was all of them.
All super nice dudes.
Oh, and stuff they don't want you to know.
Oh yeah, Ben. What? Yeah. What was the last name? Can't remember. But yeah, all awesome dudes.
Super cool. It was really good. It was really good. I thought they did.
They had a great. That was a great panel. The
moderator did a good job. Yeah. Everybody did a really good job.
They deserved a better time, I think. Because they were like one of the first ones on a Friday, so it was tough for them.
Yeah. So there was like not many people there, but I was like, they were really good.
Yeah, they did a hell of a job.
Wish we had a moderator. Like,
yeah, someone ask us questions. Keep us on track.
Yeah. Keep us on task and whatever is pretty neat. It was really good. And then we walked around. Where did we go to next? We went to another thing. We went to Skinwalker Ranch.
Was Skinwalker the first day?
Skinwalker the first day?
I think it was. Yeah, we talked Skinwalker.
Went to the thing. They were showing the new thing for the new TV show that they were doing, the Skinwalker TV show on History Channel or whatever.
Yeah,
they're doing Secrets of Skinwalker Ranch or some whatever. The Skinwalker Ranch Code or I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah,
whatever
like
they call it.
Man, fuck those shows, though. I'm going to watch every single episode, but fuck those shows, man. It's so TV.
I don't watch them.
I don't believe... I'm at the point now where they don't find anything that's not set up.
Yeah. It sucks. It kind of sucks.
I'm like, there's nothing.
And then... so then we... Did we go back to the hospitality room? And then did we run into Graham?
No, next we ran into... went back to hospitality for lunch. We ate pretty much ate every meal there, like four meals a day.
Yeah.
We ran into
It was good.
Hugh Newman. Hugh Newman sat down, had lunch with Hugh Newman, talked to him a bit about giants. He's got all this new work, like one of a kind, like first of its kind work of like giants
in North Britain or something. Yeah.
Yeah, Northern United Kingdom.
He's got some archaeological dig sites or something they're digging up there.
He's working on a new book. And so, we talked to him for a bit. And we're like, hey, man, would you care to, like, have an interview sometime? Like, come on our show? He's like, sure. Like, we'll do it, like, right now, like, after lunch or something? We're like, oh, no, we mean, like, on our podcast.
Yeah.
Like, later on.
We're like, oh, we had not planned for that. We had no idea, like, you could just get these people to just do an interview, like, right there. Like, they'll do it.
Yeah, that's what Hysteria 51 and those dudes were doing. They were there. They had
really smart.
They presented, and then they had a press pass, and they were just interviewing people in the press room. Like, they did, like, four or five interviews, I think. But next time. So Hugh Newman,
this is our first rodeo.
Hugh Newman, he agreed. He's like, I'd come on the show 100%, guys. Yeah. Love you. I'd love to.
Yeah, it was cool. Talked to him. He was really nice. He was also kind of miffed that, like, we had to do one panel, and we got a full, like, we got the full, what was it?
Ride.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday accommodations, and then plus food and all that stuff. So we got all that, and we only had to do one panel.
One panel.
And he was kind of miffed. He's like, I got, like, three panels a day
and
whatever. I'm like, people want to talk to you or whatever. And they're probably paying him to be there.
Probably.
They're not paying us.
Definitely not.
He didn't pay for our flight.
No.
So he's kind of miffed. He's like, oh, you guys only got one panel? I've got, like, six panels. I'm like, yeah, because you're pretty important.
Yeah, that guy was... He was really
cool. He's super cool. Like, he's just like, man, I could understand it. Like, he's a super cool guy. We got to get him on the pod if we can.
We kept making the joke the whole weekend. They're like, I think someone messed up and, like, put us with the people.
That's how it really felt. I felt the whole time. I was like, I don't think we're really supposed to. Are we supposed to be here? Are we supposed to be sitting here?
We were all sitting in the back corner, like, huddled over our plates, just, like, looking around.
Watching.
Like, looking around at people. We're just, like, watching them, like, whoa, look. Oh, man, there's Grayman. And then, you know, there's freaking...
George Knapp.
George Knapp. Yeah, there's George Knapp over there. And there's...
Richard.
You know, we just seen
there's Richard Dolan. Jan Harzan.
Darn Harzan. Yeah. Oh, there's Linda Moulton Howe.
Yeah.
There's Robert Picardo. He's on, you know, that's the...
Star Trek guy,
Yeah, it's a doctor for Star Trek Voyager. But he's cool. He seemed like a really nice guy. I didn't get to talk to him, though.
Yeah, it was super cool.
That was so neat.
What else did we do on Friday? After lunch, we talked to a whole bunch of people. We talked to Harzan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was super nice.
Who was the other guy we were talking to? Rockstar dude. Looked like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
what was his name?
He was going to be up with...
he was like a producer of... I don't know. We shook his hand. I took his
card. The Men in Black guy? The guy who was doing... They were doing Men in Black? Are you talking about that guy?
I don't know. Who knows?
Jeans? Oh, okay.
That doesn't matter. We talked to a whole bunch of people. Didn't do as much networking as we should have because we didn't want to seem like we were out of a place there, but we wanted to, you know, shake hands and.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it was fun.
It was so
it
fun.
It was super cool.
It was a really good time. And then
when we go next time, we'll be better prepared.
100% prepared next time.
Yeah.
We'll know what's up. Friday. What else we do on Friday afternoon? Go to more panels?
That was it.
I think we went to Pyramids as energy generators.
Oh, yeah. We did that one.
I've always heard that.
And then it was like the reincarnation machine.
Yeah, they talked about a whole bunch of theories about pyramids and what they could or could not be. That was that was cool because then you got the guy, that scientist dude. What was his name? Ancient alien scientist dude, Texan guy. Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it. I should have wrote some shit down, but that's not what we do.
Program.
Anyways, he's the guy. He's got the southern accent. He's always on Ancient Aliens. He's like the physicist.
Oh, fuck. Taylor. Travis Taylor.
Travis Taylor, yeah. He started going down like simulation theory during that a little bit. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, this guy's talking the same stuff we're talking. We should get him on the show. Didn't get to meet him, though, but.
Yeah. That was super. That's fine.
Yeah, some of the big guys never even came to the back, really.
No, they must have like their own spot or something like that, a second green room.
There's the guest room where there's the presenter room and then there's guests. But we just saw like most of it. Like we had Linda Moulton Howe in there and everybody else. Like
they came in for lunch, but I never seen them up there other than they were like eating or something.
Yeah, I had to have been doing something.
And then Friday we pretty much just hung around, went to the actual convention with all the booths and stalls.
Oh, yeah. We went to merch's. Yeah, the merch center. I walked around a bit.
We said, what's up to Travis Walton? The guy's a weird weird dude in real life. He must have got abducted because he was a little strange.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even like holding his hand, man. Someone's got to tell him to quit dyeing his hair. It's not a good look.
It's like orange. He has like orangish red hair. He's selling his books and shit. And when he shook his hand, it was like limp. Like a really bad handshake. I was like, ooh, give me the creeps.
Yeah, super dead fish. Like, just
nothing to it.
Take my strong hand.
I don't know. Maybe he's got to.
Nice to meet you.
He's got to shake a lot of hands all day. I don't know. He's conserving his energy.
It should be fucking strong then. You're shaking hands all day. You should be conditioned to shake hands. Let's go. Walton, weak handshake. Who else do we see?
Majungus is there. We featured his his band. We're calling him Mr. Galaxy. Guy had the sharpest suit on you ever seen. Just a galaxy print suit. It was unreal.
The coolest suit of all time. He repped it well.
Oh yeah,
he was a beauty too. Shout out to Majungus. Is it Majungus?
Majungus. I've been saying Majungus the whole time.
Majungus.
Look, nobody corrected you, so Majungus.
He has. Let's give him a shout out. He's got two concept albums on Spotify. Go look him up, because it's actually cool. Like he does it all himself. It's like all like cool like experimental rock, all based on like ancient astronaut theory and that kind of shit. So check him out. He was a beauty. Who else do we see? I think that was it for that day.
Yeah, Friday, and then after that we did the big podcast meetup, right?
It's Scum and Villainy podcast meetup. Us and all those guys who did the panel earlier that day all met up for some beers.
Oh, shout out to who do I want to give a shout out here to?
Shout out to
you know what? I'm not gonna say his name just because I don't know if he wants it. Agent Anderson, he picked up our hats.
Oh yeah, Patreon supporter.
Brought him in. Fucking guy's a legend.
Guy, he went out of his way too. Like he was staying. I don't even know where he was staying, but ours was in. So I ordered these hats, and I ordered them because I was gonna order them from in town here, and it didn't work out. Then I tried to order them from a place in LA. They didn't get back to me, so I ordered from another place. And I was like, oh, I'll get them from downtown LA. We can just walk and pick them up when we're there. No problem. And so I placed the order, and the guy calls me to confirm. I'm like, yeah, we'll pick them up on Thursday. We'll be there. He's like, oh, yeah, okay, this is our address. So it's blah, 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 Chino. I was like, where the fuck is Chino? Is this in LA? He's like, oh, no, it's like 45 minutes out. I was like, but the shop's downtown. He's like, oh, that's the storefront, but we actually make everything in Chino. I was like, oh, fuck. So I put the message out, and Agent Anderson took the call, went out of his way, picked up the hats, drove him to the cantina for us. Thoughts on the cantina? It was supposed to be an epic Star Wars themed bar.
Yeah, I feel like somebody, like a suit from Disney, like walked in there and was like,
take it down.
All this stuff. They might have had stuff before, and they're like, all this stuff, gotta go. It's ours now.
It was,
you know,
it was like,
I feel like the only Star Wars things that were themed, that seemed themed Star Wars themes, were the taps, like the two taps. They had the blaster one and they had the light up lightsaber one. And I felt like that was it. And then, yeah, that was it.
Because everyone was in costumes, but they weren't in Star Wars costumes, were they?
Oh, there was one bartender dressed as Leeloo from the
Fifth Element.
Yeah. Which is cool.
Super cool.
Very cool.
Because Fifth Element is
badass.
Dallas Corbin multi-passes. Yeah, great. Like,
what? But no,
not Star Wars.
It was a cool, like, it had like the cantina theme, but this didn't have like the Star Wars memorabilia and like props.
They played
that
Star Wars disco song like 10 times.
Yeah.
Like that happened. Like the Star Wars disco mix.
The cantina song, yeah.
I didn't hear the cantina song. I didn't hear the. I didn't hear that. Did you hear that?
I got so drunk that night that I don't really remember.
Yeah,
you drank a lot of beer.
I was pretty drunk too.
When I ordered beers, the first beer I ordered, I was like, I'll get the blaster because I didn't even know what the beer was. They're like, all right. Then I drank one and I was like, what was that? He's like, oh, it's a 7% IPA. I was like, oh, I got a 22 ounce and then I got another and another and another. And then,
yeah, there was a lot of beer.
And then
a lot of beer.
We had some friends.
Yeah.
Jessica bought us one. Agent Anderson bought us one.
Mm-hmm.
And who else was there? We probably had like 10, 12
people
there. We
mostly know people like by their usernames. Lizard Caveman was there.
Lizard Caveman.
Oh, yeah.
Which was really cool. If you ask him to show him pictures of the reptiles that he breeds, that was pretty cool. Those are pretty neat.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool. I thought his name was just Lizard Caveman. I thought it was just a, you know, screen name. It's like, nope. He breeds lizards.
He's reptiles. Reptile breeder.
Yeah.
Someone's got to do it. Someone's got to do it.
Got tons of great pictures.
Yeah, that was just fun. We just hung out like with other podcasts, all the fans from other shows, our show. It was just a fun night, you know,
it was
downtown.
Yeah.
Started early, progressed quickly, and ended
then,
early.
Okay, what was that? Okay, the one girl who came and she brought that guy, the blonde guy,
kid. So we're...
It's a bit much. Yeah, I think it was a bit much. The L.A.,
I can't remember her name because she showed up late in the night and wasn't there long, but we went outside. We're like, oh, we're going to go smoke a joint. Went outside. She came out with her friend and there's like, we were all out there like sharing joints and stuff. And it was going around the circle and like she puffed, the guy beside me puffed, which was her friend, skinny little blonde dude. I puffed and all of a sudden this guy beside me just faints and boom, down he goes hard to the ground. I'm like, oh shit, man. Like, you're all right. So I go and like scoop him up. Like I help him. I pick him up a little bit. We get him, like lean him against the building. He's like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. We let him go. Boom. Drops again. Fucking head. I like try to catch him. I was like, oh no. But I'm so drunk. My reaction time's too slow. As I go down to try and catch him, his head, I watch it just bounce off the concrete. Like just, oh, you know that sound of slapping head off the concrete? That sound. And then I kind of like caught him on the bounce and I put him down. I was like, ooh, this guy is fucked for sure. And then what happened? Like, we just hung around for a bit and he was like, oh, I'm okay. And I was like, I really got to pee.
I think they ended up getting him. They ended up getting him out.
No, because I had to go pee. So I went inside and then that's when I met Jason. Or no, fuck. Who did I meet that night? Guy who gave us the weed.
Jason,
yeah. I met him inside. I talked to him for like 10 minutes. And in that time, didn't you say this guy like went and puked inside or something?
Oh, no. So they brought him inside. And they brought him inside. And then he was just sitting there. And then all of a sudden, he just like, just projectiles all over the bar. Everywhere. So gross. I was like, eesh. Like, this guy's not doing well. They ended up taking the cab home. We got a message the next day saying, A-okay, a little embarrassed, but we could tell the story. They leave. But the weirdest thing is right after they leave, we're sitting on the road. And when we're sitting on the road, I had another GTA moment because if you just stand still in GTA, all this chaos tends to happen. Just fucking everything falls apart. And we're standing there. And then all of a sudden cops pull these guys over, and these guys will not, they have all tinted windows and they're just hiding pieces of paper. They won't roll down the windows. So now these cops are like barricading the roads. They're yelling like, put your arms out the windows, put your arms out the windows. And they're like refusing. So like more cops are coming. Then there's like a car that dies and a tow truck comes and traffic's all snarled. Then like guys are yelling like, fuck the police, fuck you guys, like screaming and yelling. And I'm just standing there going like,
so weird.
Are we in the real world? Like I thought that was, I thought they were doing that for a video game. I didn't know it was if you just stand still for long enough here, just all this bad shit starts happening.
All craziness goes on. Yeah, that car that died was like one of those, I guess I'd never seen one before, but it was one of those like Insta rental cars where it's like you swipe a card or you log in with an app and you can just rent the car. And I guess the person just, they just left it there, or they ran out of money, which apparently happens a bunch, but they just like just there in the intersection, just like left it there. Just got out and left.
Yeah, it was funny. That was a good fucking night.
Zell's wasted. Weird. Zell was so wasted. He wanted to go out so bad. We're like, no, we got the panel. We got the panel.
We have a panel tomorrow.
We can't.
If I...
You cannot.
No, I can't give props to myself because I was going to go, and then like,
he was
you guys
googly,
were...
like, yeah, let's go to Whiskey Go-Go or whatever.
Let's go watch some rock and roll or whatever. And then you guys were like, no, we're going back. And then everyone else wanted to go. I was like, you know what? I had a quick moment of sobriety, and I was like, I'm going to go where the podcast goes. I'm going to go back to the Airbnb because we have a big day tomorrow. It's a good thing I did because I was still really hungover the next day. Too hungover for the show, but what can you do? Fun night.
Yeah, it was cool.
Podcast meetup, good fucking time.
Mm-hmm. It's Saturday. Saturday we wake up. We spend all morning preparing for our big old first live show panel.
We're all fucking having anxiety attacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all freaking out.
This is like, not much happened this day. We literally sat in that room sweating bullets going like, oh God, what have we done?
Why are we here?
What are we supposed to do?
Why?
How many people are going to be there? We kept freaking out because we saw, oh, right.
The room.
All the panels had like their own rooms that they were assigned to be presenting in. And there were two small rooms and there were two big rooms. And then you had the main stage and the, we had seen our fellow podcasters and stuff. They had gotten a smaller room and it was like, oh, this is perfect. Like, this is great. And we're like, what room are we going to be presenting in? Maybe we'll just be in the one that's like right next to it or this room. And we look at it like, no, you're in the asteroid room. And we're like, oh, okay. So we go over there. It's the asteroid room. Huge room.
Massive room. Like probably fit like, what do you think? 500 people in there?
It's like a movie theater size.
Huge, man. You know? Giant
like,
fucking
gigantic.
Room.
And you're just like not even movie, like, but movie theater, but like seats are really small and everybody's packed in there. And it's like, oh my God, like we're going to have, there could possibly be all these people there. And we were on the schedule. We were slated right in with all the other ones. So we're also kind of like, oh, maybe we won't get as many people. You know, maybe that'll be okay because there was like Ancient Aliens, mysteries.
There's a main stage event at the same time. Yeah. So
like all the big names, everybody was like, that was when it was. That was like the prime panel time. So we're like, oh God, you know, maybe we're going to end up getting overflow or whatever, you know? So yeah, we just spent like the most morning just like having panic attacks and being like, oh, what are we going to do? We're not ready.
Yeah. We didn't we sat in a couple, like, I don't remember, we sat on some like some panels and we just like listened, but I don't remember what we went into because I was just like, what are we gonna, what if there's like 50 people and we fuck up and it's a big waste of time.
Like, oh my God. But yeah. And then we, you know, we got it there and they, you know, it was not, they had our name tags printed. They had their little name.
Oh yeah. It was legit.
Things printed. It was legit. It was really cool. They had bottles of water for us. That was kind of nice.
Yeah.
And you know, so it was freaking cool. Like we got up there, people showed up.
Our fans,
90% of them were fans.
Yeah, that was good.
Which is cool.
And we knew pretty good. We knew a lot of them from the night before, which was great. Mm-hmm. And
we had at least like 20 people there, and that was pretty good.
Yeah, and we crushed out it was like a 45-minute power hour.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about like modern UFOs, And we talked about Kecksburg incident, Rendlesham.
I was like beating sweat. I was so uncomfortable up there the whole time. I was like, beating sweat. I had so much, like, I could feel it just forming on my lips, like notched off. I was like, oh God, like what? Oh my God, what are we doing up here? Like, even like, even though like everyone there was fans, I was like, I was just not comfortable. I was not comfortable at all. I was like sweating. I was sweating bullets.
I was just sitting up there enjoying it, taking it all in. It was fun.
I mean, we had one fuck up, as in somehow during the morning.
Oh yeah.
The morning planning, I somehow like muted one slide, made it invisible.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, like, yeah, on first slide, we're gonna talk about something close to home here in LA, and I pushed the button and went like right to Rendlesham Forest. I was like, live show, missing a slide. What are you going to do about it?
I thought you were going to talk about the guy who tried to hijack our panel, Mr. Anti-Gravity. Well,
that guy.
Yeah, about like 10 minutes in, guy puts up his hand. We're not taking questions. This guy in a fucking mad scientist fucking uniform puts up his hand.
The only person at AlienCon sweatier than me, that guy. And just
he was
like
fucking sweaty.
Dude,
he puts up his hand.
And then for some reason, I don't know why, but we called on him. We're like, I don't know why we even called.
Well, we were talking about Kecksburg or something. And I thought he was gonna like input to the show. Like, so we want to have.
No, we should. Yeah, we
hand up. He's like, hey guys, so and so from whatever the fuck. Would you guys care about talk about some anti gravity stuff? We see you have three empty chairs up there. Like, we can come up there right now. We're like, maybe later.
We're like, is this guy for real?
Like, what's going on with this dude? He's trying to come on our panel. Like, no, maybe later, bud. And after he said, they actually left the panel after that. They actually got up and left.
No, he came back.
Yeah, he came at the end. I yelled, man. Questions are over.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Question panel's over, everybody. Bye.
But overall, like, it was fun. It was a really good experience.
Learning experience.
Yeah, I think we know what we want to do for a live show if we do it again.
Yeah.
So,
good learning experience. I thought it was a lot of takeaways, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we had what was her name? Aria?
Yeah.
Aria.
Oh,
she works at NASA. Aria
NASA, yeah.
And she gave us some NASA shirts.
From the Armstrong like Aeronautics Research Center. Oh, super cool shirt.
Super cool.
My official NASA shirt. It's pretty cool.
I didn't get a chance to ask her. Maybe she'd be our NASA connection.
NASA correspondent.
She basically said she couldn't tell us anything.
Well, she could tell us stuff without names, and you know, just like not talking about anything secret, just like of current programs. Like,
well, now everybody knows if we say our NASA, they know who she is.
She was only one. You never know.
Ruined it.
She works at NASA. It's a government company, so you can know
anybody. Everybody who showed up was great. Like, everybody showed up. They were all fans, which was super cool. It's like even having, you know, 15 people there, and then the other podcast showed up too. All the hosts of the other podcast showed up and sat in the back.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool.
Cheers to them.
But yeah, everybody, big thanks to everybody who showed up, because that was super neat. Just seeing you guys out to support us, you know, and watching our nice sweaty Braden panel.
Yeah, thanks to everyone.
And we tossed out some fucking merch. Boom!
Yeah.
All the shirts.
Oh yeah, we did
all the shirts. I gave up the last L Nasty tank top I've had for years. It's been sitting in the closet. Gave out all our shitty hats that I got made. I gotta say something more about these hats.
I love them. I like the hats.
They're the fucking dirtiest, stupidest dad hats I've ever seen. Just
I love it.
Horrible hats. I gave mine away because I don't want this bullshit. I threw it out.
I would have kept it.
Well, you have one, so you're fine.
Yeah.
That's what you get for buying stuff online. You don't know exactly what you're getting. So, anyways, gave away some stuff. Met some people. It went as good as I was hoping. So that was great.
Boys, I gotta wrap this one up though. We started late and we've been going late, and I got
it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
What?
9 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. I got stuff to do though.
Are you really ending the live show with "we gotta wrap this up"?
We gotta wrap it up sooner than later.
All right. Show you heard Brayden. Show's over.
Wasn't even
show's
that much.
Over, shut it down. But
well, no, that was Saturday. We went out, and then after that, we had a big old celebration. We all went out and we did karaoke like we normally do.
Yeah,
blasted some karaoke.
I'm surprised we didn't have Zell protested karaoke early on in the trip.
Well, you know, I realize when I hang out with you guys, there's only one thing that we're going to do, and that's karaoke, so you might as well embrace it. So, hearing terrible singers pour their hearts out all night, whatever. Just go for it, whatever.
Hey, you were one of them. that was a good time. We just crushing beers, doing all the rest of our edibles, except two. Me and Zell saved two for the plane ride, which was
a plane ride home.
Bad idea. The plane is like not an enjoyable like atmosphere, and then it's heightened on edibles.
I love the fact that
we weren't sitting together, and I was sitting in the middle between two people I didn't know. It was the worst. I was like, the crowd was like, oh, geez, man, these guys are probably thinking I'm sweating.
Because I am.
I'm breathing loud because I am.
Good times. AlienCon, fun time.
It was always a fun trip. Anything else? Did we miss anything else? I think so.
We just shouted out to everybody who I remember. Yeah, I remember seeing
Jessica Aaron coming to karaoke. That was fun. Their cousin, I don't remember his name now. I have it on the tip of my tongue. He knows who he is, and I'll shut him out on another podcast.
That was sweet. We rented our own karaoke booth at the same place as the bowling alley.
we went back to the bowling alley.
Yeah. Only,
but it was the only place that was like open, right? It's weird. Like, it's hard to find stuff like that was open.
Well, like, we could have went to like a club, but we're not club people, so like, we're not fucking club people. That was a great trip. It was awesome. It was different than Pasadena last year. Pasadena was more of just a boys' party trip.
Yeah,
this was actually like we made some good professional connections and grew the show a little bit, hopefully, and maybe if you guys ask nicely, maybe they'll have us back in AlienCon in October in Dallas. We'll see.
Send them lots of emails.
Send them emails. Tweet them.
Spam them hard.
I think that's it.
I don't know about any. I can't think of if we're missing any story. The rest was.
Brain's been wrapping up for 15 minutes, so.
Yeah. Well, I've been. My phone's been blowing up. I'll tell you boys after. Andrew's having a meltdown.
All right, Andrew ruins another podcast, like Case File 102.
Basically, yeah.
Just quick shout out to Case File 102. Andrew's.
Well, we were like, it's a bad one. Use that for Patreon. Use Allagash Abduction, and somehow they got swapped.
But you said that. You said I could use either of them.
I said, and you I said used which the, one I, did you do? I was like, nah,
well, I used, Abduction. I used the one with three of us for the Case File because that's what we normally do.
Yeah.
And. Anyways, two pods in a row. All right. No, you can't.
A rare miss.
A couple strikeouts once in a while. Not going to kill you.
Yeah, all right. We're back stronger than ever.
We're 99 for 100.
What didn't back. Kill us you know, makes it's us been a, stronger.
For me, it's actually been the busiest 2 months of my life with going on tour, and I'm pretty much doing audio full time, and I'm pretty much just running the grind. But now everything's back to normal. AlienCon's over. Tour's over. Summer's here, and now we're back to regular Case Files.
Back to theorizing.
Back to normal.
Wow. Back to life. Back to reality.
All right. Any other? We're not going to do. We have our new followers, but we're not going to name them right now.
No,
we're
save that for the Case File.
Save it for next. Next Case File's all recorded, so it'll be a Case File 104. You'll hear.
What's 103?
Boys on the Tracks coming up next week.
Ooh, I like that one.
Boys on the Tracks, good old murder mystery, little conspiracy tied in there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, anything before I wrap it up?
Nope, that's it for this week.
As we always say at the end of these, keep your eyes on the skies. Thanks, everyone, for supporting us and coming to AlienCon.
Peace.